Somebody told me something called Typekit and web fonts. I've never heard of those. What is that stuff?
There are three kind of beasts of type in the world that Muse looks at. One is known as web-safe fonts, and that's just a handful of typefaces that you can roughly assume will be available on anyone's browser, anyone's platform, anyone's device. So that is a very limited set. We're all probably pretty familiar with it. It's not very interesting. The second bucket of fonts has to do with system fonts. So I can take any typeface that's running on my machine, and if I typeset with that font in Muse, Muse will automatically generate an image file for me, a bitmap image, when the site is exported. But that can be time-consuming to actually load up a bitmap image, so I want to use that pretty sparingly on the web. The third type of type is something known as web fonts, and those are a library of over 400 different typefaces that are available from within Muse. When I typeset with those fonts, Muse takes responsibility for serving up that typeface along with the website at runtime. So that means instead of being limited to a handful of web-safe fonts, I have over 400 fonts that behave like a web-safe font. They load very quickly in anyone's browser, but they're served up as part of the site.
Thank you. Once I get my website design ready the first time and I want to export it, publish it, upload it, host it, how do I know what to do?
When you're finished with the site, when the design is complete, you can take one of two directions for taking that site live. The first is simply selecting Publish Within Muse. That's going to upload the site to Adobe's Business Catalyst platform. I can host my site there for up to 30 days without a charge from Adobe for as many trials as I'd like to create. When I'm ready to actually go live, let's say my client has paid for the site and I'm ready to take it live and associate a domain, I can either upgrade that site on Adobe's platform or export to a folder and using a third-party FTP client actually upload the content to a hosting provider of my choice.
You mentioned client. Do you expect Muse to be used mostly by commercial and business and enterprise and academic, or mostly by individual web heads?
When we look at the folks that have adopted Muse, so Muse has been in public beta for a good 7 months before we launched it, many of the designers we're working with are using it for their own personal portfolios. I think that's reflective of the fact that they want to get comfortable with the tool and experiment. Muse does not make you a designer, so if you have no design skills, you're not going to make a beautiful website. It's really up to the user of that tool. Muse is very powerful, so the things it allows a visual designer to do are amazing. You would have to be a pretty skilled hand coder to achieve the same thing. I think what we're expecting over, let's say, the next 12 months is to see more and more that visual designers use it commercially with their clients. That's really what it's targeted towards, and the feature set, I believe, is robust enough for that. At the same time, there are many just normal people that need a website here or there, and because Muse is so intuitive, we see it adopted in that way as well.
We've heard a little bit about the Creative Cloud in some of our earlier broadcasts and articles that we've had on our site. And you've mentioned that Muse is integrated into the Creative Cloud. Can you just tell people who haven't listened or haven't been following, just give us the brief explanation of what the Creative Cloud is and what people get for $50 a month?
Sure. So the Creative Cloud subscription is kind of a gathering of a number of different pieces. So I can download anything from the Master Collection. Any of the software that Adobe offers in the Creative Suite in Master Collection can be downloaded and used for Mac or PC. In addition to that, there are applications like Muse and Edge, which is a preview of Interaction HTML5 tool. In addition to that, there's the Typekit library that we mentioned. There's also five websites hosted on Adobe's Business Catalyst platform. There's integration for Business Catalyst with Dreamweaver, if you happen to be a Dreamweaver customer, as well as Muse. In addition to all of that, there are the cloud features. So you've probably heard it, but the Creative Cloud is evolving from Adobe. There's functionality that we launched, but because this is a subscription solution, you're going to see over time as we add more and more functionality. But the ability to have files in a central repository, being able to access those in the cloud, having teams of designers and clients working with those files, having an intimate understanding of the native format of the Creative Suite files are all going to be advantages that we'll leverage with the Creative Cloud over the coming months.
Now, is versions, is Muse version 1, or once something goes into Creative Cloud, does the whole idea of version CS this and CS that and version this and that, does it all go out the Creative Cloud window?
I don't know what happens when a cloud goes out the window, but yes and no. When you look at an application like Muse, we plan on, rather than updating it once a year, once every 2 years, updating it more frequently. So when people subscribe to Muse, they're eligible to all of the updates, whether those are bug fixes or feature enhancements. It's our goal as a team to continue to deliver new functionality, I'd say roughly 2 to 3, maybe 4 times a year. Bug fixes may come more often than that, but feature enhancements will be ongoing roughly on a quarterly basis. Now, when you look at bug fixes, the thing that's interesting is the web is very much a moving target. It's quite an advantage for Muse to allow you to be able to update your website very quickly if, for example, Chrome breaks JavaScript menus, the Muse team could push out a fix that you could take advantage of very quickly because we work on that subscription model.
Do you expect most people to go for $15 a month or to get Muse as part of the $50 a month Creative Suite?
I do know that we're looking at some of the tracking, how sales have gone, and the Creative Cloud has been very strong for us. There's been a lot of excitement and adoption. I think we'll have to see over time how it vets out, but the Creative Cloud is quite a bargain, actually, from a pricing standpoint. There's so much in it. I think it's very attractive. But I think we need to see over time how the customers really weigh in on that.
When we're done, can you please send us a link to either some of your favorite sites that were done using Muse or a portal where our readers and listeners can see what the type of productions that people have done using Muse?
Yeah, I would love to do that. On the AdobeKB.com website, there is a subpage. I'll send you a link to it. It's called Site of the Day. And every day of the week, Monday through Friday, we're adding a new Muse site. And we've done that. I think we're up to about 4 weeks of Site of the Day submissions. So that's a fantastic place to see what's new and see what people are doing with Muse.
Tell us briefly your background at Adobe and elsewhere, please, Danny Beaumont.
I have been here a long, long time. So I started at Adobe when I was in my early 20s, and Adobe was very small. And through the years, I've been in product management. So many, many products, both web products, design products, typography products. It's what I do. I've been on the Muse team for about the last year and a half to 2 years. Before that, worked on Business Catalyst, Dreamweaver, and Fireworks, and was with Macromedia before Adobe acquired them.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. Any closing remarks to our readers and listeners before we end this first look at the Adobe Muse, which is part of the Creative Cloud CS6 suite?
We on the Muse team love to see the work that designers are doing. So between the forums and submitting a design to the Site of the Day, just let us see the work that you're doing and keep us inspired. We love to see it. Also keep in mind that if you just want to try Muse out, there is a 30-day free trial. So before you made a commitment to either Muse or the Creative Cloud, feel free to download it and use it for 30 days. Any sites that you build are perfectly usable. There's no constraint against them in that trial.
Thank you very much, Danny. We wish you all the best with the Creative Cloud and with Adobe Muse.
Thank you, John.